Welcome back to another episode of my podcast, Come Over for Dinner. Thank you for joining me. I am so happy you're listening. Today I have a very special guest. Her name is Holly. She is a mom of six kids, ranging in age from 3 to college. So not only does she feed a hungry family of her own, but she has lots of company into her home, their friends, family, and right now she currently actually has a niece living with her as well. So they've added an extra one. Welcome, Holly.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I am so excited for you two. You have been a cook for a very long time. In fact, years ago, we roomed together in college. And I'm not sure if this could count as a recipe, but Reese's peanut butter milkshake.
Yes, lots of those.
We're top on the menu. Of course, we had to jog a lot too, you know, to balance it out. But no, since college, I have known her to be a very good cook. We shared recipes, you know, back in the day, instead of texting each other or taking pictures on our phone, we were handwriting recipes. I probably still have handwritten recipes from you, probably shared from your mom or grandma. So today, what is one of your favorite menus when you have people over that you would think of serving?
Okay, so being from the South, we do lots of one pot kind of things. And so this one is red beans and rice. And I found that it is super easy with a lot of people. And I have a not so new, but accessory that I use, an Instant Pot, which my sister-in-law bought for me and said I really needed to have it. I was a little bit afraid to use it, actually, when I first got it.
How long did it take for you to take it out of the box?
About 3 months, actually. I had memories of my grandmother's pressure cooker not exploding in the kitchen, but sounding like it was going to explode in the kitchen. And so I was a little bit afraid that that might be what my Instant Pot.
Because it has the pressure setting on it.
Because that's,
it can cook really fast.
It does. So with the red beans and rice, the nice thing about it is, if you have an Instant Pot, you can do it all fairly quickly. If you don't have an Instant Pot, you can always do it the normal way of cooking your dried beans, where you soak them overnight and then you chop all your vegetables and you saute them and then you add it all together and then the other ingredients, and then you have to cook it for 2 to 3 hours before those beans are ready to be eaten. And so in the Instant Pot, it's great because you can take all the things, dump them into the pot, and set your timer for 50 minutes. And in 50 minutes, it's pretty ready to go.
Wow. This is the slow cooker setting or the...
It's the pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker. Okay.
Yeah. So the Instant Pot's real reason for being, I guess. So...
Very interesting. Well, I need to learn how to use... I do have an Instant Pot. And similar to you, I did actually take it out of the box, but it sat on the shelf for 3 months. So similar to you, I need to learn how to use it better. And there's so many sources out there. How did you start learning how to use your Instant Pot?
Well, I thought I wanted to have instructions on how to do everything. Mm-hmm. So I wanted a book that would, or someone to tell me, push this button, then do this, then push this button and do that, so that it was not a mystery to me. I thought, I'll figure out how to use it my own way at some point when I know I'm not going to blow it up. And so I was at Costco one day and I found a recipe book called The Essential Instant Pot. I can't remember right offhand who the author is, but I just flipped through it and had lots of recipes that we use as a family. Chili, jambalaya, and I have two now, so I may be mixing it up. And then we tried a few of those, and I felt like I had a good handle on it after
then you probably feel confident enough to start pushing the buttons and figuring it out without having to have the exact recipe.
Yeah, hence the red beans and rice. So I just took a normal recipe, and then I was like, okay, how do I do this?
So this would be pretty inexpensive to serve to a large crowd as well.
It really is.
Does the recipe on yours call for, say, a ham bone, or is it no meat?
So I've done it lots of ways. I've used a ham bone. I've not used a ham bone. I've put in all the different spices, or I've just used Tony's, you know, those sorts of things. That there's so much variation with it that you can do. I do think my favorite way is putting a ham bone in.
Mm-hmm. It gives a lot of good flavor.
Oh, so good. Mm-hmm. So yummy. And it makes it just the best when you...
Can you buy those or in the grocery store? Or do you have to buy a ham and save it yourself?
I don't know. But I love going and buying one of those spiral hams. Uh-huh. And I cook that for all of us.
Right.
And then that's a real treat. And then with some of the ham, we do scalloped potatoes for one night. Scalloped potatoes and ham. And then I'll either freeze my ham bone for when I know I'm going to do red beans and rice, or I'll...
Or plan it for that week.
Yeah, or plan it for that week. And so I just feel like then you kind of get three meals out of your ham bone.
Yes, for sure. That's a great idea. In fact, that's, I think, how I've done it before is had a big ham and then saved the ham bone. But it seems like once I did go to the grocery store and saw one and thought, maybe. Ooh, I don't know. I don't know if that was just, you know, a dream, hoping that I could, or if I actually did. So
yeah.
More research to be done there. Okay. And time savers for this recipe, you said Instapot was your big time
Instapot
saver.
Instapot really is.
You don't have to saute and all that.
Well, like you don't have to soak your beans. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. And you can. Like, if you want to saute it because you feel like that's the way you want to do it. I used to do that. You can do it right in the Instant Pot. You just would saute everything and then throw your beans in, your ham bone in, your sausage in, and then your broth and your seasonings, and then turn it on. But I one Sunday was in a huge rush to get out the door for church, and I wanted it ready when we got home.
Right.
I mean, you have to throw your rice on when you get home, but I do that in, you know, a rice cooker, and that's super fast. So I just decided I would throw it all in the pot at one time.
No sauteing,
no doing the beans ahead of time. So in the past, I would actually Instant Pot my beans, then I would put in all the things, and then I would Instant Pot it all together. And I was like, I wonder if I just like
see if it works
to do push the, like I did the time for the beans plus the time for the red beans and rice recipe. Would that work? And then I found like 50 to 55 minutes. You come home and then you smash them up and it's perfect. It's great. No sauteing.
Wow. I need to try this. I do have an Instapot that's getting a little dusty on the shelf. So it's time for me to dust it off and try this recipe.
Jump in.
So you serve it with rice. Anything else, or is it kind of a one dish meal?
So I usually do red beans and rice, coleslaw, and cornbread.
Sounds delicious.
So it's really good. My kids really love it if you put honey on the table for the cornbread.
Oh, yes, lots of
butter,
real butter
and honey.
Yes.
And the coleslaw time saver is you can buy coleslaw already shredded up at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And Marie's coleslaw, at least the dressing, Marie's coleslaw dressing to us is super good.
And so my sister talked me into trying the angel hair coleslaw.
Oh.
And so you can get like the tri-color or something like that. It has little bits of carrots and maybe a green cabbage and a purple cabbage. But the angel hair coleslaw is shredded real fine, and it's so easy to eat. So if you have younger kids or older adults or whatever, it's just very easy to chew. But I really kind of prefer it myself.
Yeah, so, anyway. I'll have to try that one next time. That'll be fun.
And I was able to find it at multiple grocery stores here when I was making a coleslaw, a large amount of coleslaw for a rehearsal dinner this past June. We had bags and bags and bags. The checkout person is probably like, why did you just empty our entire supply of angel hair coleslaw? Because it's kind of small bags. But anyway, I'm sure you can find it in larger amounts, maybe at a, you know, Sam's Club or Costco.
Somewhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, delicious. Real quick question on the cornbread. Do you have a favorite recipe or do you just...
I do. My grandmother, when I graduated from high school, so a long time ago, when I was coming off to college with you, gave me a cookbook put together by her Methodist church. And so
church cookbooks are the best.
I know, they are. And so
there are so many jewels in there.
I have just kept it for years and years. And the cornbread recipe in that is the best I've ever had. And my tip with the cornbread, as we're doing tips, I guess.
Yes.
Is using a cast iron skillet.
I love cooking cornbread in a cast iron skillet.
I know, right?
It's the best. In fact, I don't do it any other way.
It's the only
way. I forget people don't
do
cornbread in a cast iron skillet.
So it's so then I take, instead of putting the oil straight into the batter after you stirred it up, you put the oil into your pan.
Yes.
You put your pan into the oven and let it preheat with your oven.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you pull it out, you pour a little bit of that hot oil. Be super careful pour a little bit of that hot oil into your batter, stir it up, leave some in your pan because mm-hmm. you have to fry your cold bread.
Use it. Crispy outer
yes.
press.
Yes, it is so good. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
That's how I do it too.
There you go.
I have a recipe called Southern cornbread, and that is the technique that they use. So,
my
I mean, I don't know if that's common for anybody that uses a cast iron skillet, but that's how they do it in the South.
Yep, definitely.
We'll have to post that recipe too. All right. Where do you find cooking inspiration?
Friends. And then if I'm just trying to find some things, I will go online mm-hmm. as it is. Google my way through. I somehow found the Half-Baked Harvest gal, mm-hmm. Tegan
Gerard, maybe. That's how you say it.
I can't remember. And I've tried a lot of her recipes. Mm-hmm. Those are quite good. But I do have, like, shelves of cookbooks.
Mm-hmm.
When I got married, people gave me cookbooks. I've collected them along the way. And I am a cookbook girl. Like, I just love to go through because I feel like often in cookbooks it's stuff that people have tried and people sure. love, and like you say, the church cookbooks where you're like, oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
this
and you
is
can
for
kind
sure.
of read through and see, you know, what your family likes.
Yeah.
Maybe pick out something new to try if you don't have any inspiration. Just try something new and maybe you'll find a new favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, what about a shopping tip for a large family? You probably have a very busy schedule if you have children ranging from 3 to college. I don't even want to see your planning calendar.
It's on the wall in the kitchen.
I can imagine. So how do you fit in shopping for a large crowd?
So sometimes I do it myself, but I have found a friend of mine told me that I was missing out because I wasn't using Walmart delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's amazing.
It really is. And what I found is it makes me sit down and plan the menu mm-hmm. and stick to my shopping list
mm-hmm.
because I am, as my dad calls it, inspirational shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really good at that.
Don't ever shop when you're hungry. Grocery stores love for you to shop when you're hungry. Everything looks good.
Know,
all of a sudden
I
you
know.
Have a cart full of none of the things you had planned
That's
for
exactly
the week.
Exactly right. We did need that.
Well, we really did need hot Cheetos. Why? I don't know. They just... Actually, no, that's something my husband buys, not me.
I was going to say, maybe my boys.
My boys like that. No, and the other thing is if you think, well, Walmart's not my place, that you can get delivery from, I would say, a lot.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
say anywhere, but I know DoorDash. There's things like DoorDash, but there's another service. I'm not thinking of the name of it right now, but you can order and someone will go shop and deliver for you.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of fun.
Like your own personal mm-hmm. shopper.
Right. And that could be DoorDash or it could be another one. But anyway, I guess it just depends on what kind of services you have in your town. But my son did that for a short bit. One of my boys, I don't remember if it was before college or what, but just for a short time, he was dashing to wherever and picking things up and then dashing out to somebody's house and dropping off the bags of groceries. And I'm pretty sure that he was doing the shopping. I don't remember him picking it up and... somebody else had done the shopping, but it could be that it was, you know, more like he was working, Walmart was doing it, and then he was the one taking it out. Maybe it was before they just started their delivery service. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, great thing to check into, see what your town offers.
In a bigger city, Costco does it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Costco, you can order it, and they'll do a delivery
really?
To you. Here, small town, Costco's mm-hmm. far, you can order it. And they'll bring it, but it's more limited
okay.
because we're so far. I mean, we're 45 minutes to Costco, and so sort of the one-day service isn't available. But you can get the two-day. You can order some of the frozen stuff. It is a little bit more expensive, but mm-hmm. for us, because it is a 45-minute drive and gas is through the roof.
Oh, for sure.
It justifies the little bit extra. Sometimes it's not. You have to be careful.
Especially if you're doing a really large order, maybe say mm-hmm. a once a month order,
mm-hmm.
where you're just really yeah. making it
or
worth
you're
your
just
while.
Real out of coffee.
That's an emergency. Out of coffee? That's like sirens need to be going off.
That's right.
Okay. What is your best advice for showing warm hospitality to those coming into your home?
Don't stress about perfection of your home.
Good advice.
I think this is a something that I think is one of the hardest things is we all want everyone, we all want our house to look like a magazine. Mm-hmm. But at least for most of us, that's not a reality. And people are coming for the fellowship and for the meal. Mm-hmm. And even a simple meal. It's not that you want your house to be a disaster zone. I mean, obviously that's, you want people to come in and be comfortable. But I think, you know, having it tidy, having it clean, your bathroom clean. But the reality is, at least in my house, we have such a range of kids and we homeschool. And so we have, you know, bookshelves in every room and we have toys that we have a basket that goes under the coffee table, but puzzles are out or, you know, we...
It makes it so welcoming to kids coming over.
Yeah.
You know, puzzles are out and things are out for them to do, then they feel like there's a spot for
something
them
to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's just a, I think that's a big thing, is if you are just waiting for everything to be perfect and tidy before you invite people,
then you're
over,
not going to invite anyone.
You're not
over.
Gonna invite it. And especially, I mean, you know, we're kind of in a zone where our kids are a little bit bigger and they can help. Our 3-year-old is less helpful other than sort of undoing what you did.
Speaking of, when you are getting ready in that last minute crunch, you know, how do you have your children help?
Depends on which one. So mm-hmm. my bigger ones are really great. So that schedule we talked about that's on the wall in the kitchen mm-hmm. is a whiteboard. Okay. And it is a calendar, but on the side it has a notes section. And what I tend to do is I tend to write out, so oftentimes, like, because Sunday afternoons tends to be the time when all of our God's been very gracious and put us in a town where a lot of our nieces and nephew and their and some of their friends are here going to school. And so we can have them over on Sunday afternoons and kind of have a family afternoon. I mean, we have other people in with them as well, but they're kind of our regulars. And we love it. Getting to know them as grown-up people mm-hmm. is really, really fun. Mm-hmm. But what I'll do for my people is I'll put a list under the notes section of all the things that need to be done. And then I'll say, okay, all the stuff in red is what has to be done. And we'll just, everybody just can read and can do. And so they go and they find it and then they just erase it with, you know, their finger or with a Kleenex or whatever, knowing that that job is done. And so somebody else can move on to the next thing. And we just kind of, my sister calls it a white tornado when you just kind of blitz through the whole house and get it clean in the main areas.
Mm-hmm. Real and quick, everybody on board, pick up, scrub, wipe, whatever is required.
And we have to kind of give the 3-year-old tasks. And if he's not in a very helpful mood, then we have to give someone the task of the 3-year-old, you know, but
someone is helping monitor the 3-year-old and
read with
his
him, do a puzzle with him, play a game with him so we can do all the other things. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's super great about pitching in. People are big enough. They can chop sausage and, you know, vegetables or, you know, put out the plates or whatever. We tend to buffet a lot at our house. When we have a lot of people there, just to sort of, mm-hmm. you know, we all gather together, we pray, and then everybody kind of moves on through the line, and then people can go sit where they would like to sit.
Then you're not having to wait quite as long for the dishes to circulate around the table, and it's easier for people to get up and get seconds.
Yes.
Or thirds.
When they're ready.
You know, depending on how hungry the teens are.
Yeah.
You mentioned a person you've read recently on Facebook that's inspired you, that has some really good thoughts on hospitality.
So Yuri Brito. He is a pastor down in Pensacola. I actually, my kids have met Yuri. I have not met Yuri, but a lot of my family know him. And I started following him on Facebook a while ago just because he tends to write series on different things. Okay. And this particular one he's just started doing, he calls it The Heaven of Hospitality.
That is so interesting.
And
I've never heard
wonderful.
Of it. I will have to look this up.
Yeah. Just wonderful encouragement in sort of these sorts of things too, where you're, you know, having people in your home is just what we should do as believers. You know, God calls us to community, and he, you know, one of the things we do on Sunday is we meet around the Lord's table. We feast together. We have a meal together. And Sunday sort of, you know, is our example for our week. What mm-hmm. is our week supposed to look like? And, you know,
and inviting
feasting?
Guests over, including your family who's away from their family, you know, like your nieces and nephews. They love being in your home. I'm sure that makes them a little less homesick for mom and dad.
Wow. We've loved it.
Well, she did. I took a quick glance at one of the articles that Yuri Brito had written. His name is spelled U-R-I-E-S-O-U. I'm not sure how to pronounce the whole thing, but I guess there's shortened. He called it, goes by Yuri. Brito is B-R-I-T-O. Anyway, I glanced at the article, and one thing that stood out, of course, was a Johnny Cash song he quoted. Being from the South, I do like Johnny Cash.
Yes, yes, we do.
And Johnny Cash mentions Texarkana in one of his songs, which is where I lived for years and years. But anyway, that I just thought was a fun side note that he mentions Texarkana.
He does. That's so fun.
But in this particular song, maybe it's named Breaking Bread, but some of the lyrics say, it's not the barley or the wheat, it's not the oven or the heat that makes this bread so good to eat. It's the kneading and the sharing that makes the meal complete. And that's so true. You can have simplicity. You can have something that's not a gourmet meal or, you know, 5-star. It can be very simple. And you walk away with the memories of just the meal shared together and the laughter and the stories mm-hmm. and just being together. And sometimes you forget what you even ate, but you remember that moment, yeah. you know, or just yeah. deepening friendships. So,
yeah.
Anyway, very good. What is your must-have kitchen item, and where can we find it?
Okay, so
she brought something I've never seen before.
Showing it off. So this, I actually don't know what its official name is.
Okay.
But it's a hamburger chopper.
What in the world?
So it is for, you know, when you buy your ground beef uh-huh. in a package, and you have to break it all up
yes.
for frying it, not for making hamburgers, but
right.
for like...
To make something with ground beef.
Something with ground beef. You're like using a spatula
yes.
or using a spoon.
And if it's cold, it's harder.
And then
straight
it's
out of the refrigerator, it's harder
so
to do.
This is the tool for doing that efficiently. So my mom had this, and I was like, I need one of those. So she
okay.
bought it for me. I think you can get them at Walmart for like $5.
What I
am
seeing here is a plastic handle, and it has how many?
Five.
Little, it's not really blades,
and
but it looks like a star. It looks like a 5-pronged star, and you just
we'll
start.
Link it in the podcast.
We're gonna find this. We're gonna find a link. This is another item I need to add to my Christmas wish list.
You know, if you don't mind really chunky bits, I just like more even mm-hmm. bits in my spaghetti mm-hmm. or in my
well, especially
my
for
chili,
sure. You
so.
And I know I've done tacos before, and if you have some giant bit, it makes everything not fit just right.
That's
they
right.
need to be
yes.
uniform.
Okay, I'm looking.
Yeah, we'll definitely find this and post a link. Very fun. Well, any other hot tips you want to share with us today?
I don't think I have any more hot tips.
Okay, well, thank you so much for everything you shared. I will definitely post these recipes, and we are so happy you are here with us, and keep coming back. I do have, for all these recipes, I guess I should mention, I do have a website called comeoverfordinner.com, and that's where you can go to find these recipes and other product links and things like that, so... Be sure to check it out. All right. Thanks for joining us. Bye.